Hello, Sawubona, Dumela. My name is Steve Stavs, Africa's pro biohacker, and I'm here to serve you by inspiring and empowering you to a life of thriving, helping you optimize your mind, body, soul, and spirit in order for you to glorify God by living out the good works that God has prepared for you in advance. And for you to live out your unique calling, you need a healthy, strong, and resilient body, together with a soul that is well. My goodness, has this pandemic so emphasized how important our health is. Today is the third deposit on fasting. So let's just recap on the last 2 weeks. The first week I spoke about how God calls us to fast out of a motive of love for Him, not a dead work of proving ourselves or out of performance, but from a place of consecration, where we separate ourselves from this world and refrain from drinking or eating certain foods. Our motive is spiritual, to grow in God and fellowship with Him in our secret place. It is an act of faith to remind us and help us to become more spiritually minded. Last week, the second deposit, I shared about the physical and mental benefits of fasting, what God always knew regarding the bodily benefits that fasting brings. From detoxification to repair and regeneration, fasting is almost unparalleled as a nutritional tool with regards to its healing properties. In fact, Dr. and Professor David Sinclair, who runs an anti-aging lab at Harvard University, clearly states that the most important thing you can do for your health is eat less often and develop a fasting lifestyle. It stimulates both autophagy and apoptosis, the cleanup and cell suicide crew, which is crucially important to get rid of dysfunctional cells. Okay, Steve, how do I fast and what are the types of fasts that I can start with? Firstly, once again, if you have any medical conditions, please work with your medical practitioner. Also, please get a book and read it from cover to cover. It's called The Complete Guide to Fasting by Dr. Jason Fung, a specialist nephrologist in Canada who is highly qualified and has experience with thousands of patients. Oh, and if you're healthy and not on any medications or have any medical conditions but not sure what to do, get in contact with myself at madetothrive.co.za and I can link you to a qualified health coach. Here's a summary of just some of the types of fasting. Water fasting. Only water is allowed in your fasting window. Juice or broth fasting, fruits and vegetables juiced or made into a broth or soup, similar to the Daniel fast. Fat fasting, fasting with healthy fats, not processed fats like trans fats that have been created by industrial means. A quick piece of advice, please do not use canola, sunflower, safflower, soybean or corn oils, as these seed oils are filled with omega-6 fatty acids and we have an overabundance of omega-6s in our diet. In fact, at Made to Thrive, we have been measuring the ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s for a while, and it's been so disturbing to find that 99% of people have a totally unbalanced ratio. The ratio should be 3-1, but most people have at least the ratio of 10-1, some even 20-30-1. So bear that in mind. Number 4, the fasting mimicking diet, where you eat normally for 5 days and then fast for 2 days a week, eating only 25% of your normal calories, which is about 500 to 600 per day for those 2 days. Now, the duration of fasting. Intermittent fasting is also known as time-restricted eating. The most common is the 16-hour fasting time, where you drinking only water or engaging in the specific type of fast that you decide on, and then you eat in an 8-hour window. Secondly, the warrior fast, which is a type of intermittent fasting, is fasting for 20 hours and then you eat or drink in a 4-hour window. There's a phenomenon called OMAD, one meal a day, where you have one meal a day, which is generally translated to a 23-hour fasting window and then 1 hour of eating. Extended fasts over 24 hours are only recommended to those who have developed a fasting lifestyle for over 6 months. So you do need to develop your fasting muscles, train your body, because fasting is not supposed to shock your body. It's there to help you, and it definitely is a journey. Extended fasts can last 2-3 days, with many reporting superhuman benefits when doing a 5-day water fast. I remember in varsity, I did a 5-day water fast, and it was a very spiritual and physical transformation that happened, and I can still remember it quite clearly, and I think that's about 20 years ago. Okay, these are some of the types of and durations of fasting, because fasting is almost for everyone. You need to take it slow, stay accountable, and know why you are fasting. So, hope this fasting series has been helpful. And please remember, I'd so love to hear from you. Seriously, I'm always in need of advice regarding how I can inspire and empower you in your health and performance. If you'd like to hear more from myself, Steve Stavs, and from my team at Made to Thrive, then head off to my website, madetothrive.co.za. Have a look at our social media channels on Facebook at Steve Stavs ZA, Made to Thrive ZA. We're on Instagram at Steve Stavs ZA, YouTube Steve Stavs, and on LinkedIn at Steve Stavs. And always remember, Christos Anesti from Africa's Pro Biohacker, Steve Stavs.